Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Get your Bible, get your notepad, get a pen, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. I want to take you into a message entitled, The Difference Between Born Again and Saved. Do you not know that when we're saved in this life, that we are protected, delivered, and preserved to be saved? Jesus said unto him that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Do you not know that you have to walk in the faith all the way and receive the end of your faith? According to 1 Peter 1:9, it says receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. So in this lesson, we're going to learn that we are now born again, but we got to walk all the way to the end in the faith and then the saving of our souls and move into eternity. Let's go into the Word of God now.
All right. Romans 8, verse 19. Now watch what the Bible says. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity. Now I want y'all to get this. The creature was made subject to vanity. Do anybody have any idea what that scripture talking about? Anybody want to give it a shot? All right. When you're born again, you are a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. But the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in hope. God decided, I'm going to make you a new creature, but God decide I'm going to make the new creature subject to vanity. This flesh is vanity. This soul is still vain if I don't check him. The new creature, that born again spirit, is subject to this body of vanity it's living in. And my soul, I have to keep my soul in check and follow the spirit. God decided to make the new creature subject to this vanity. Because he said if they really, really want to go to heaven, if they really, really want to be saved, let me see. So he made you a new creature. Now he put you right where Adam was. Now you can talk about Adam all you want, but he put you right where Adam was. Now let's see if you want to, if you love me and you want to really live with me. Keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the spirit. Put down all this world and go to the end, and then I'll save you. Now that's the truth. And God did it. He did. See, look, it's God's so smart. For the creature was made subject to vanity. Not willingly. I wouldn't have wanted it like this. It wasn't my will. It was his will. Not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected it in hope. We have a blessed hope. God decided, I'm going to make him hope for this. And I'm going to call it a blessed hope. And in that hope, I, God, promise that if you obey me in your lifetime, I promise heaven will be your eternal home. And I can't lie. But you're going to have to keep your word too and stay inside of this, or you won't get it. He got the Christian world because they thought they had it, Elder. I'm saved. These scriptures say you ain't saved till you finish. I ain't got nothing but the Bible. Come on, Dr. Reverend. Come on, come on. Argue with this Bible. Bunch of them don't have the clue what this means. And preachers have come through here and failed the test. But y'all made it. Go back to Romans 8:24. We are saved by hope. Now that hope is a little bit more clear. God subjected the new creature in hope. God was the one decided. God said, okay, Curtis said he want to be saved. I'm going to give him a new birth. Brand new start. Now he see how Adam messed up. Let's see if he going to mess up. All right. Now he gave me a brand new birth, a brand new start. And he said, I'm going to make him hope. And now when I learn about this blessed hope and I realize what I got to do, And then he gave me the power of the Holy Spirit to help me. Yes, Father, I want to be saved. I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to deny myself because I want to be saved. Now, if you don't want to be saved, keep acting a fool. You ain't going into heaven. But we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do he yet hope for? Let me give you another one because I'm getting enough scripture. Hebrews 11 and 1. I done already quoted that. Go to Colossians 1:23. All right. All over the Bible. People pick out favorite scriptures. But they better pick out the context of what this Bible saying. All right. Watch this. If somebody say if.
If.
Being saved is if, shall, might, should. That's salvation. I promise you, that's what the Bible really teach about being saved. You are born again. There ain't a soul in this house saved yet. Because I know my wife, when she said that, I said, I'm going to have to explain this. But I'm glad she said it. Now think what's going to happen when we go to some of these religious houses and say that. They're going to want to put us out. And some of them, I'm going to go step in there, and I'm going to say, ain't a soul in this house saved. And I'm going to prove it to you by scripture. Let's see how many I'm going to wait till I prove it. It's going to mess some preachers up and everybody. Because the truth of the matter is, your Bible say you ain't saved yet. Your Bible say you born again. And it says, if you continue in the faith, for by grace are you saved through
faith.
Ain't no unmerited favor. By grace are you saved through. You got to go through. It ain't unmerited. You have to merit this by obeying God.
Yes.
The dictionary defined grace as divine influence. Some dictionaries said that since the modern church decided to use unmerited, that's why they put it in the dictionary. It's just like church folks to want to get some for free. The church put that in the dictionary. The dictionary defined grace as God's divine influence upon your heart that reflect in your life. That's what the dictionary said grace is. The church, theologians put that stuff in there about unmerited. And that fool, most folks in the church think they're going to heaven on credit. No, you not. Your Bible don't teach that. And y'all know I'm going to get put out some churches going teaching this. But this gospel of the kingdom shall be heard in all the world for a witness against all of them. And then the end come. This gospel. Because this is good news to know how my soul going to be saved. The church think it's good news to know I'm saved now and I can live any kind of way. No, that's a lie. If you continue in the faith, ground, he tell you how you got to continue, ground it and settle and be not moved away from what?
Hope.
Y'all better start looking at hope closer now, because usually when you see that word in your Bible, he's talking about the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Most of the time when you see that, that's what he's talking about. That's what the Bible called blessed hope. If it's conditional. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, who, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Someone cares ministry. Everybody in here, we've been made ministers to the body. Because a lot of folks on your job don't know this, and he has given us the oversight. If they sit and listen to you, you got something to tell them. All right, next verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. All over the Bible. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of what? And love, and for a helmet. Keep your mind straight. Put your helmet on, so to speak. And here's the helmet. The hope of what? I thought I was saved. No, God subjected you in hope. God decided that he gonna make you hope for this. That's why tribulation worketh patient. Patient experience, and experience worketh hope. When you go through things, your hope level go up. God's got a design like that. But if you go through things and give up, this is too hard. Oh, hell is hard Hey, you better get back over here. There are, God told me this. There are, and for all these people that's talking about apostle too hard, this message too hard, tell them there are peoples in hell want to trade places with you. You want to trade? They would come out of hell and say, let me sit under this word. This ain't hard. Hell hard. There are peoples in hell want to trade places to get the chance to hear this and make it. So don't ever let nobody tell you that and you don't put that on them. This is easy. All right, helmet of salvation. All right, look at the next one. Look at all these scriptures. 1 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our... What are you talking about? The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he coming to bring the salvation. That's the blessed hope. When he come, that's why we look forward to the coming of the Lord. And every man that has this hope purify himself, even as he is pure. Why? Because at the end, I'm going to be saved. I ain't saved now. I'm just born again, protected, delivered, preserved to be saved. Because my Savior bringing my hope, which is the saving of my soul. Who want to be saved? This is how to be saved. Now, if you want to be lost, go on with that other salvation you've been taught. Titus 1:1-2. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith. This is the faith of Jesus. Of God. See, he's telling the faith of God, not you having faith in God, because your faith in God brought you to God. According to the faith of God's elect. Of course, this is God's elect, the people that had faith in God, but it is God's faith too. And acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. You got to be godly. I promise you, you're not going to heaven if you die ungodly. And if you die in sin, so we're going to make sure you make it. And let me tell y'all some saints, what y'all need to do to each other. I'm telling you some what God told me. If you see weaknesses, confess your faults to each other if there is faults, and pray one for another. Now, if you see a saint in this body cussing, doing things wrong, go to him. You're supposed to go to him. The Bible said, go to him and reprove him. And I'm not talking about going to him and acting ugly. I'm not talking about going to him and judging him, because you got to consider yourself, lest you be tempted. Go to him and say, let me pray with you about this. We got to stop this. If you go tell somebody else and you don't try to help them, may God judge your butt. We supposed to encourage each other daily. We all trying to make it. Amen. Don't we all want to make it? Let's help each other. Amen. Don't let somebody keep doing something and you see them doing it and you don't go talk to them. Don't come tell me. Go to them. Amen. And then if they don't stop, get somebody else and go to them. That don't stop, then bring it to me and we'll deal with it openly. Why? Because we want them to be saved. Amen. We got to take this thing serious. So anybody still doing stuff around here, that's how we handle it. All right? And if you don't now, you ain't doing this thing right. Because everybody in here, if they hang with us, we want everybody to go to heaven. That's what we're about, all of us going to heaven. But you're going based on us following the book and doing it right. And we're here to help each other. We're not here to judge and be harsh now. I'm talking about helping each other, reminding each other. Bible says encourage one another daily. Y'all see what I'm saying? Amen. Do you know if you encourage, call each other, encourage each other daily, keep building each other up? You know, because some people do need help in areas. Hallelujah. Watch this. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Watch this. This is why we do all of this, in hope of eternal life. That's our hope, to live eternally in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, God can't lie. I promise you, Tracy, it's just as good as you have it right now. All we got to do is do what the book say. We do have it now, providing we adjust in what the book say. But in actuality, we don't get it to the end. God fixed it that way. God can't lie. So we got a strong confidence right here to know if we do it right, we got it. So, Sister Peggy, we can predict our own future based on the book that we adjust ourselves to. Isn't that good? God let me predict my own future. So it ain't God's fault if you go to hell. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. This is a blessed hope. All right, look at this one right here. Titus 2:13. Because see, I got to power you up with scripture because I said ain't nobody in here saved. My wife said, how did you say it? Because you got some attention when you said that. Not a soul in here saved. And I'm going to say it again. There ain't a soul in this house saved. You can be born again. And you stay in the race. God has subjected this salvation in hope. If you do it the way the Bible say, stay in the faith, you saved in the end. So ain't a soul in this house saved. Now, when we say that, we all going to understand what we say. Now, how many of y'all know the body of Christ don't understand this? But you're going to have to tell them. You're going to have to tell them, because how can we know this and know they got lied to and don't labor to try to get them to see it? Have all your scriptures. Tell them they better go read their Bible. The rib done lied. It says looking for that blessed hope. Look at that hope everywhere, all over the Bible. Now faith is the substance of things. And the faith teachers made it a mansion, a car. Now God will bless. Now look, the Bible said, look, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom and all the things will be added. He didn't say take this blessed faith and believe for the things. They took Hebrews 11:1, and I know you remember all this teaching, y'all. They took Hebrews 11:1 and made it all natural things. That was not what Hebrews 11:1 meant. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. He was talking about the salvation of your soul, your glorified body, and your glorified soul. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, Titus 3:4-8. I'm just about done here. All right. Titus 3:4-8 says this. It says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but by his mercy, he saved us. Saved, E-D. I told you what that means. Protected, delivered, and preserved. Saved us by the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And being justified by his grace, we should be made. We should. Y'all see that? When you're talking about salvation, please watch the word should, might, shall, if. And none of those suggest that we are saved right now. It always suggests we shall be saved, because that's the message of the Bible. You're born again and you shall be saved, providing you walk the way God tell you. Otherwise, you will not be saved. All right. Then justify, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. See, you should. If you're born again, you should be made an heir of eternal life, which means you don't have to and you may not. Because, see, some people stubborn and some people ain't going to do it right. And that's going to be the multitude. Jesus is going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Why? Because your soul never became intimate with the spirit and you walked in the faith. The soul is courting the spirit all the way to the end. And then when you get to the end, if your soul caught your spirit, then God said, I know you. If your soul don't court and marry your spirit, God said, I never knew you. Your soul never became intimate with the spirit I put in you. I'll take my spirit and your soul will go to hell. Wow. That's the truth. That's true. And it's sad a lot of folks don't understand this. Hebrews 3:6, right fast. I'm winding it up. Hebrews 3:6, but Christ as a son over his house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of hope. Firm, how long we got to hold it? Firm unto the end. Why? Because the end of our faith is when we saved. Ain't nobody in this house saved. You're born again. And if you're not born again, you need to be born again. Because if you're not born again, you're not even in the ship. Okay. Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence when you first get born again. Steadfast how long? Why? Because at the end, we shall be saved. Whole Bible preaches salvation like this, and the whole church understand it different. Hebrews 6:11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence, the full assurance of hope. How long? Who want to argue with this message? All right. Hebrews 6:19. Which hope we have as an anchor of what? Huh? Do you know those big ships when we went to the Bahamas, and they throw them anchors down, they tie them off, them anchors hold that big ship steady. God said, my promise that I'm going to save you at the end if you do what I say is the anchor of your soul. The word of God and the spirit of God is the anchor that my soul, it shall be well with my soul. That's the gospel. That's the good news. This gospel got to be preached in all the world. Because guess what? How many of y'all know this gospel haven't been preached? 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Get your mind right. Get that other stuff off your mind because they lied. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Come to your senses. Be sober and hope to the end for the what? That what? Oh, I'm saved by grace. I'm saved by my unmerited favor. You better take grace, take the real grace, which is which God's influencing you to stay in. Yeah. This is grace influencing you to do right, influencing you. Make sure you get that thing right. If you hurt somebody, get it right. Influencing you all the way. This is grace. For by grace are ye saved through. That's what that verse means. Ephesians 2:8. They got it wrong. Ain't no such creature. Unmerited favor. That's an unmerited lie. This is the true grace that's going to be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. When he come, he bring the rest of the grace. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. If you authored it and don't finish it, that's why you'll go to hell. John, that's it. That's it for tonight. That's enough. That's enough. Okay. This little outline here, everybody got one? Now, please don't let my labor be in vain. I did not give you this to set it on your desk and never go study and look at it. Please make me feel like my labor is not in vain and study this. And I will come back in Bible study in Acts. And this right here is the biblical responsibility of every soul that want to be saved. You got to make up your mind whether you want to be saved or not. If you want to be saved, first things first, you must be born again. Okay? If you have a problem with that, we'll work you through that. And then there's some people who've been born again, but they lost the born again touch on their souls. They have to be travailed in birth again till Christ be formed in them, meaning they have to bring their soul back. Don't mean their spirit got to be born again, because it don't. Just mean the soul got away. All right, the next comment, please read the comments. This is what happens to a born again person. I'm telling you, please read these verses. Now, verse 27 says, the last verse said, when you're born again, you can do God's judgments and statutes. Anybody saying they can't do this, they are not born again. Here's the document. Now, I know you ain't going to call God a lie, because Romans 3:3-4 said, let God be true and let every man be a liar. The Bible said when you are born again, you have the power to do what God tell you. Now, if you do not have the power, something wrong with your born again experience. Now, let's just conclude now, because we got to get this right. And like I said, if you ever was born again, you just done got entangled. Now we got to get you untangled and bring you back, because I want you going to heaven with me. Amen. That's my job as a leader. Amen. We are not here playing church. Amen. All right. So you keep going through all of this and to get you step by step. And I want y'all to study this now. Like I said, don't let my labor be in vain, and study it all the way down. Study the comments. And then on the last page where it says responsibility, all these scriptures are things we must do through the Holy Spirit in the born again life. God will not do them for you. God is not going to do this for you. I'm telling you, you're going to end up in hell if you think God going to do this. God would not do this for you. And if you say you can't do these things, you are not born again. And if you ever was born again, this is what has happened. I give you the scriptures to show if you're struggling, and if you can't do it, I show you why you can't do it. So please study this now, because this is a lot of labor I put in for you guys. Now, up under that is all the different scriptures. And that's not all of them, but it's just all the different scriptures. And to do this, you just got to be serious with God. You got to become the Word made flesh. And that was God's dream when he first gave you the new birth. That was the Father's dream. God ain't never dreamed about having a bunch of church folks. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Any questions before I take my seat? Elder, is everything clear? Okay. That's good. Please, please study, because we got a job ahead of us. Most folks in the church do not understand this. Ain't a soul in this house saved yet. We are born again, and we in the ark. And the Bible teaches we have to walk it out, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, stay in the ark, and at the end is the saving of our souls. That's the message from Genesis to Revelation. And that's what needs to be taught. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Then we have a job. God's going to spread this ministry out like y'all had never seen, because too many people don't understand this. Amen. Any other questions? Any questions? Elder, did you have something you wanted to share?
I was listening to Apostle Webb when he was talking about the deposit and all. Mm-hmm. And,
he was on fire Sunday, wasn't he?
Yeah, he truly was.
He was filled with what he had been filled with.
But I thank God that, you know, even though I was away from you all, God was at work.
You was missed, too. But we understood.
I truly missed you all. But the teachings that I received here and the Word of God, it was with me. Because
Amen.
It was what got me through.
That's good.
And
Amen. Well, thank you. Give Elder a good hand. We're so happy to know that the Word kept you. The Word, I have so much confidence in the Word. I know that if I teach it right and teach it in context, it'll keep you. This Word will keep you. And we are only here because I want everybody to be on the other side with us. And we are here to, and look, there's nothing that go on in your life that will change how we feel or look at you. You know, and I don't care how hard we preach. I'm telling you, we're here to help get you saved. We want to be saved. We're going to be saved, and I want you to be saved. And so we are here to help you. And so, and we got to help each other, because all of us want to be saved, right? And there ain't a soul in here saved. And we born again, amen, and been given a chance to be saved. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So give Elder one more hand. Amen. And whatever y'all have to, whatever you got to do to make it through. And I think you brought up something, and I have forgot. I want Kissa's supposed to be giving me some scriptures, and I want to see yours too, because on binding, because like I said, everything needs to be scripturally based. I don't profess to know everything, but I want to see y'all scriptures on that, because I think you're supposed to give me some. And those you found, Elder, I want to see those too, because we want to verify everything by scripture. And all I know is when I find truth, we're going with it. Amen? Amen. So y'all make sure y'all get that for me, okay? Thank you for tuning in today. We're just about out of time, but I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching. You can go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, it's 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is